Hello, konnichiwa, it's Kei, and I am a professional forex trader based in Tokyo, Japan. As announced earlier, in this month of November, I'll be talking about the price actions. There will be 8 videos in total, 4 videos on Mondays and 4 videos on Thursdays in this month. And most of these videos are based on the questions and comments I've got from so many traders in different countries. So first, I thank you so much to those who sent me those questions. I really appreciate your time so that it can help other traders as well as I answer to those questions. So in this video of part 1, first I'll be talking about why it's important to know the price action in trading. And also I will introduce 4 price action patterns today. And the second part, I'll be talking about another 4 important candle patterns in price actions that you can also apply them from today. The third part is going to be a little more details about pin bars, you know, the trading strategies I use when I see the pin bars. And also, I will explain how you can check the pin bar in different time frames and how you trade with good risk to reward ratio. And the fourth lecture is going to be on another actual trading strategies for engulfing harami candle patterns. And on the fifth, I'll be deeply talking about how you can trade with doji candle patterns. And on the sixth lecture is going to be trading with the wave price actions. And on the seventh, it's going to be about how to trade roll reversals. You know, the resistance can turn into support after the price breaks the line upwards. So I will teach you how you can trade with the breakouts by looking at the support and resistance lines. And finally, at the part 8, is going to be about double top and double bottom chart patterns and also actual trading strategies. And in the end of the month, you will be a master of price action trading. Plus, not only these videos, I will be creating a PDF file also for you to be able to read and learn so that you can fully understand how to trade not only by these videos but also by words and pictures too. So, before starting the first part, if you are already excited to see these videos, please press a good button and make sure to subscribe and enable the bell so that you get notifications when they are uploaded. And you are not gonna miss the series of videos that way. Alright, so let's get started right now. Alright, so this is the first part of price action video series, and let me talk about the importance of the price actions first as a quick introduction. The price action is literally the actions of the price, and the purpose of this trading technique is to identify the pattern and direction in the market, and to foresee the future market move from the pure price actions. And when it comes to day trading, it may sound like you just open a chart anytime in a day and just trade. However, it's not that simple. Actually, you should not trade anytime. People usually misunderstand this part, but think about this question for a moment. Think about why winning investors can keep accumulating their asset while having some loss. No one wins 100%, but why there are traders who keep increasing their assets over time while having some drawdowns? Just think about this question deeply by yourself. Well, there are different answers to this question, but let me tell you my answers. First, it's based on their correct analysis on the market, and second, they create whatever scenarios they can think of without any uncertain conditions as time goes by on the market. And the third, they place the positions with the correct timing as expected, and the lot sizing, the position sizing, is also based on the timing and the price actions on the market. And the fourth, they exit their positions also at their expected timing, and the exit includes not only just taking profit, but also it also means cutting their loss. But they do so exactly when it's the right timing as they expected. And by keep repeating this process from 1 to 4 over and over again, they keep on trading with low risk and high return manners. You know, they get more profit than loss over time so that they keep accumulating their asset. And in order to improve the quality of this whole process, the knowledge in price action takes the most important part. And that's why I wanted to create this price action video series first. So I'm not here to share some kind of hidden knowledge or some secrets of the price actions, because the market looks to be complicated, but the analysis needs to stay simple. On each section, I will try to explain slowly and politely, so here we go. First, there's a pattern called thrust up, and what this means is that it's when the today's closing price breaks the previous high upwards, you know, simply when the price renews the previous high upwards, it's called thrust up. And it's also applied when the previous candle is bearish. So let's say this second candle is today, right? And in that case, today's closing price is right here, right? And when this closing price is renewing the previous high like this, it's called thrust up, you see? So again, when the today's closing price renewed the previous close price upwards, this pattern is called thrust up. And this one too, right? This candle's closing price renewed the previous high upwards. Well, this is just a little bit, so technically you can call this thrust up, but not as much as the previous one. And this one too, the closed price renewed the previous high here too. So this is called thrust up also. So in this case, you can see the market has been thrust up for three consecutive times. And when you see a market like this, it tells you that it's the strong bullish momentum, expecting the bullish trend can persist. So what about this blue candle? Is this a thrust up also? This closing price is here, right? And the previous high is right here. And you can see that it didn't renew. So this is not called thrust up. So after three consecutive thrust up, it ended once here. So what about afterwards? The previous high is right here and the previous low is here. So this is definitely called thrust up. And what about the next one? On the next day, there is a big fat bullish candle appeared on the market, and this is definitely another thrust up, you know. It clearly renewed the previous high upwards. And when there's a thrust up like this with a big bullish candle, then there will be a higher possibility of another bullish candlestick appears on the market. And the more the consecutive thrust up appears on the market, the stronger the bullish momentum it becomes. Right? So again, when you see a market that today's closing price has been kept renewed, that means it's a steady bullish momentum. And when you have a buy position, there's no reason to close it, right? Now, when you turn the market the other way around, it's called thrust down. So this shows that today's closing price renews the previous lowest price level downwards. And I keep saying today because I regard this chart as a daily time frame, but you can also apply this in any other time frames because the market is fractal. So let's look at these candles. This candle is bullish. So the previous low is right here, right? And this is called thrust down. Then look at the next one. This is the closing price right here, and this is the today's closing price, and it did not renew it downwards. So this is not the thrust down. And the next candle, the closing price is right here, and today's closing price is at this level, and it looks like it's been renewed it downwards. So this is the thrust down, you see? Moving on to the next one, previous low did not renew today because today's closing price is right here. So you cannot call this one as a thrust down. Moving on to the next one, the closing price is here and the previous low is here, right? So this time, the price renewed the previous low downwards. So this is the thrust down, and this is particularly a strong thrust down price action. And next one is going to be the closing price is here and the previous low is here, and looks like it's been moving downwards. So there were two consecutive thrust downs with strong bearish momentum, you see? And when you look at this candle, there are wicks pointing on both sides, and the body itself is relatively smaller. And when you see a candlestick like this while the market is on bearish with these thrusts, you can draw a support line like this, and when the market breaks this support line downwards, then you can sell after the break and chase this bearish momentum as long as possible. And I will talk about this strategy later in detail, but like these examples, just by looking at these price actions, you can still trade like a pro, because when you have a knowledge on indicators and everything else, your focus gets distracted and you just end up being an indicator master, but you might not be able to actually trade with all those knowledges. So when you are still struggling with what to look for, then I recommend you to stop and look around and focus on the price action and try to master it. Because like I said, almost all the indicators like moving average or Bollinger Bands or RSI or whatever, almost all the indicators are based on the price actions after all. Alright, so let's move on to the next one. The next one I introduce is called Runway Up, and it's becoming a little bit more complicated here, so listen carefully now. Runway Up means when today's high is higher than the past 5 days high, and also when today's low is lower than the future 5 days, it's called Runway Up. You know, when you listen to this by a sentence, it sounds complicated, but let me explain this visually so that you can understand it better, right? So on this chart, look at this vertical line here and think this candle here is the today's candle. This is a candlestick that was runway up. When you look at this candle closely, this candle's high is at this price level, right? And this high is higher than the previous highs for the past 5 days, or the past 5 candlesticks. In other words, the price broke the recent high for the past 5 days upwards on this candlestick. And when you see this breakout on this day, on this candlestick, it's just going to be the indication that it's going to be a runway up, but as you look at the candle, you cannot ensure it because you don't know if the low of this candle is going to be the lowest for the future 5 days yet. So again, when you see a candle renewing the high for the past 5 days, then you notice that it might become a runway up, and after observing the 5 candles later and confirm when the low did not break this candle downwards, then you know that this candlestick right here was a candle that did runway up as a result, and you can expect that the bull trend is continuously strong. You know, it indicates most likely the price will keep going upwards. And if you have noticed, this candle here is also thrust up, and this one right here is thrust down, and this one right here is thrust up. You know, today's high renewed the previous high upwards. And you notice this was a runway up after you watch the market. Also, you can see a thrust up when runway up is confirmed here, you see? The price renewed the recent high upwards. And this is going to be an additional indication that the bullish momentum is strong. And if you buy here, the price keeps going up as a result and you get all these pips. And the reversed version is called runway down. As you can imagine, runway down means when today's low is lower than the previous low for the past 5 days or for the past 5 candles, and when today's high is higher than future 5 days. That's when you call it runway down, and it's going to be an indication for the continuous downtrend. So again, this may sound confusing to you when you just hear this sentence, but again, look at this candle where it shows this vertical line, and the low for the past 5 days from this candle are higher than today's candle, right? It's renewing the low for the past 5 days on this candle. So when you look at this candle, you know that this one might going to be a thrust down. Then as you keep watching the market, you notice that the market did not renew the high on this candle. You know, they were all lower than the high as a result. Then you know this was a runway down, and you also know that the bearish momentum is strong and it's continuous. And as a result, it kept going down. So when you notice this is a runway down, you know, you notice it when you look at this candlestick 5 days after, because this candlestick right here renewed the recent low downwards, and also it did not renew the high upwards. And when you notice it at this candlestick, then the next thing you can look for is the next thrust down. As a result, you see a thrust down right here, you know, the closing price renewed the previous low downwards, then you can be confident enough to place sell here. Then the price drops all the way down, right? So the candlesticks are basically the combination of these price action patterns, and when you keep watching the market like this, you notice that it's very simple, it's not as complicated as you thought. Alright, so I introduced 4 basic ways to look at the market by the price action patterns: thrust up, thrust down, and runway up and runway down. So make sure to fully understand these patterns and be able to identify them on the market quickly by looking back the price charts. Then you will start to see the market differently from how you have been looking at, and you can improve your overall analysis. Alright, that's it for this first part. On the next part, I'll be talking about another 4 major price action patterns: spike high, spike low, inside and outside, with some real chart examples. So if you don't want to miss the next one, make sure to subscribe and hit the bell so that you get automatic notification when it's uploaded in this Thursday. And also please make sure to press a good button so that it makes me keep going. Alright, so I will see you on the next one. Stay gold. またね。